Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I'm afraid my comments will be more a statement of some of the principles of our work than direct reactions to what we heard today, this morning, which are all very interesting, but also very technical to be reacted to immediately, I'm afraid, and I'm not sure all of us are experts in trade law. I will only provide a few elements of what I was going to say, and we will upload the full statement on the website as you have requested. When it comes to the right to development, we must recognize that divergent views in the understanding of its implementation remain. We reiterate our support for this right as based on the indivisibility and interdependence of all human rights, the multidimensional nature of development strategies, and the individual as the central subject of the development process, and we will continue to engage in the working group with this understanding. The right to development requires the full and non-discriminatory realization of all human rights, be they civil, political, economic, social, or cultural, and requires a mix of policies to create an enabling environment for individuals involving a wide range of actors at different levels. The human rights-based approach remains the guiding principle of our action, including the EU's strategic approach towards the implementation of the 2030 Agenda and the realization of its sustainable development goals. I think I will stop there, and we will send the entire statement. Thank you.